For billions of years, the sun has been a source of warmth and light for our planet. But scientists are now discovering a surprising and frightening new face of the sun.
People go out in the street, they look up and they think, big ball of fire in the sky. It doesn't change, very constant, always there. But when you look at it, you realize it's just a big mass of gas that's forever in turmoil, forever churning up, always spewing out things into the interplanetary medium.
Made up almost entirely of superheated gases, the sun is 100 times bigger than the Earth. At its core, temperatures are believed to reach 15 million degrees, and its power is equivalent to a billion atom bombs going off every second. A close look at the sun reveals a surface covered with dark areas, called sunspots. They're caused by strong magnetic fields that emerge from inside the sun, forming loops that expand above its surface. As the sun rotates, the magnetic fields within twist and knot, becoming more and more tangled. Where they finally break the surface, sunspots form, ranging in size from a single speck to a vast area several times the size of the Earth. Yet bigger things are often brewing. The sun regularly unleashes streams of hot, charged particles into space. Called solar wind, these gusts travel through space at nearly a million miles an hour and can hit Earth in just 3 to 4 days. Fortunately, the Earth's own magnetic field shields us from these scalding winds. But occasionally, a gust overwhelms our natural defenses. Called a coronal mass ejection, it makes solar wind look like a gentle breeze. Carrying some 110 million tons of plasma from the sun, these powerful solar blasts can disable satellites and shower our atmosphere with radiation. In the past, strong mass ejections have caused power failures, breakdowns in radio and telephone communications, and even crashed ATM machines. While detecting a coronal mass ejection aimed at Earth is difficult, researchers are learning to read the telltale signs of a coming eruption.
There it is.
We got a CME coming at us.
Definitely Earth-directed.
Today, they can predict an incoming solar blast before it strikes the Earth, in enough time to alert defense agencies, satellite operators, and airlines around the globe. Now, the race is on to find ways to detect mass ejections sooner. And as we learn more about the many moods of the sun, we're better prepared to deal with anything and everything it may throw our way in the future.